Welcome everyone from around the world. This is your Second Shift European Wrestling Podcast. All right, this week LL, the living legend, is back hosting, but only for about half of it. Then he had to go, and so Wayne took over. Wayne is here, everybody. Wayne Ant is here, and A.H. Walker is here. This week they talk mostly TNA because, in their words, Raw was shit. Then we have Ant's Second Shift Supersonic European Wrestling News. Did I say that right? I think I said that right. Who cares? And now, your hosts with the most, LL and Wayne is a beggar.
Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Second Shift podcast, European Takeover of the DSJMP. We're always better than they are anyway. And this week we've got a very packed show for you. We're going to look at the wrestling thoughts from the week. We're going to have a bit of a chat about SmackDown and introduce a new feature as well. And let's not forget our supersonic news this week going to be read to you by Walker. So let's find out who's on the show. And we'll start with Ant the Vigilante. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you, yourself.
I'm good. Thank you very much. Good to hear you asking about me because other folk can play on other shows.
The thing is, I never say to Wayne how he is, so I just thought I'd get it in for you.
But loving it.
I'm ready for some shenanigans, so let's do it.
Let's do this shit. Okay, well, speaking of shenanigans, we've got Walker on the line.
What's up, motherfucker?
You're charged up and ready to go?
Yeah, I suppose so. I just had a dump, so I've used most of my energy out, but
yeah,
whatever.
Don't we know it? Don't we know it? And we've also got Wayne as well with us. Wayne is a baker. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not going to fucking ask how you are now. I'm sulking.
It's so easy to get you in sulk mode.
Yep.
We're going to get straight into the show for this week. We've got a couple of emails, and the first one we're actually going to do is a call from DRG that he's looking for a bit of feedback on. So let's hit that right now.
Hello to the drunken Scottish Jewish Ninja Euro Pirates. In an interview with Chuck Carroll of CBS Sports New York, Mr. Anderson said that he thinks the sky's the limit for TNA at the moment. Carroll attributed Anderson's enthusiasm for the direction of TNA to the fact that Anderson said that the green light has been given to wrestlers to pitch new ideas to the creative team. The hope is that the wrestlers will be given a bit more input in the creative direction for their characters as a way to push the envelope with the direction of the TNA product. Now, since Ant bitched more last week than Kai when Living Legend tells him that he has a headache, I'm going to keep it simple and ask the panel one question. Do you think allowing talent and TNA some creative input could help or hurt the overall product? I'm really looking forward to continuing the battle of DSJMP supremacy. You guys won last week, and Wayne celebrated by playing his favorite version of Hide and Seek as he playfully dubbed Two Nuts plus Ant's Cock. We all know the fit, Wayne. DRG, gone.
Every time he opens his mouth, it's to bitch about me, you know?
Yeah, he certainly likes to get a few lines in at you, Wayne.
Massachusetts.
To be honest, everyone.
Where's Damien Sandow from, Wayne?
I'm not playing along.
Say it.
We might introduce our Massachusetts quiz next week.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've heard his points. What are your thoughts? I'm going to start with you, Wayne.
Yeah, pretty much said it last night when he brought it up. I like it when wrestlers have character control because you know what you're capable of and naturally feel. So if you feel like you can add something to a character, brilliant. But no way do I want them involved in storylines because you saw that with Hogan in TNA near the end of his run with the Bully Brooks storyline. That was all from him as well, if I remember rightly, and he had creative control over his storylines, and it doesn't work. It's better off being filtered through a creative team, and then they're all on the same page. So, character, yes. Storyline, no.
Okay, but surely the two can go a little bit hand in hand if coordinated properly by creative.
Yeah, if you're a wrestler and you say, I'd like to see my character do this, yeah, go to the creative team, but not like I want to see my character do this, and that has to be accepted because it's in the wrestler's contracts, which they're thinking about starting to add.
That's a very good point. Walker, what are your thoughts on this then?
I pretty much agree with Wayne, to be honest. I don't need to expand on it. I pretty much agree with him. So, there. Cut.
Thank you. No problem. Ant.
Yo. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a sinking ship, don't it, when you start offering things out like that. To me, it depends who's pitching the ideas. You know, some wrestlers are going to have fantastic ideas and some are just going to be absolutely awful and need their hands held.
But so, as long as you have creative there to act as a siphon and control what's going to go through the process.
Exactly. So it needs to be like a filter process. So the wrestler has an idea, that goes through creative meeting, and then that goes through the whole creative process. You don't want an absolute 100% control over you, as a wrestler, over your own destiny, because it's just going to get horrible. You need that filter across from wrestler to creative team.
I'd like to think that's a lot more straightforward, the process in TNA as well, than it is in WWE. WWE have got such a huge creative team that, you know, there's so many people adding their fingers into the mixture and confusing storylines, and then that's where things get all bent out of shape and thrown out the door quicker than you can actually say boo. Whereas TNA, you've got a nice controlled, tight-knit creative team where they can actually work together to take that idea, manufacture it properly, introduce it the way it's supposed to be introduced, and feed it through the system a lot better.
Exactly right. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll ignore some of DRG's other comments, but I think we've all come to a very quick and easy agreement on the rest of his call. So thank you, DRG. Very much appreciate your contribution.
Thanks,
and
Dustin.
I'm sure you'll be on in future weeks as well. And I'm going to jump to our second email for this week. This one's from Devil Vamp. And he says, so with everyone talking about how bad Raw was, let's skip that. Let's talk about John Cena. He made me mark out this week, but was wondering what other wrestlers do we mark out for? Triple H, maybe? But I think for everyone, The Undertaker is the number one guy. His character is death, and well, he wrestles circles around everyone. So with that being said, Wayne is waiting for me to stop talking so he can finish blowing Ant. What wrestlers do you guys mark out for, and you can't use Taker, Cena, or HBK? Okay then, bye fuckers, DV.
Was Trips on the list?
You didn't say you couldn't say Triple H at all.
There we go, Trips.
Okay, don't give any feedback to DV and his comment in there.
What? The fucking ant sucking comment?
Yeah.
I'm just so used to it now, it just goes over my head, I don't even notice it.
Okay, so you're a big one for Triple H.
Yeah, the bloke's just unreal, the way that he's handled himself and his career, and just even if you take it down to the character, I think he's just awesome. So you don't go that long with him in the business without having a good character. So
absolutely. I'm going to take the same question over to Walker.
Stephanie McMahon's tits.
You don't mark out, you do something totally different.
I rub at motherfucker. Yeah.
I set them up. He knocks them out the park.
On the table, though, did the Rock, was the Rock on the list to not choose?
No.
See the Rock. Just the Rock in general.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
Rock. Cool. And
yo, I just want to quickly say Wayne gives shit blowjobs.
You're not helping, man. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got better.
He's only little.
Right, anyway.
He's really hate.
Like, if you're talking now, I'd have to say I mark out to Bo Dallas and Paul Heyman. They're the two people. You didn't say I'm just allowed wrestlers, did he? So,
no.
So Paul Heyman and Bo Dallas. But if you're talking forever, I'd say Val Venus and Ravishing Rick Rude. Fucking love him. Mark out for him all the time.
I have to say, I'm not a market for specific people, but specific moments is where I tend to mark out more. So, you know, even though I knew Jericho was returning a few weeks back, the actual way they built it up, the whole segment, had me marking out for that. That was really good. And I'm actually going to say that I'm probably going to mark out a little bit for the rumoured NWO reunion on Raw if it happens.
Yeah, that'll be wicked. Yeah, I'll probably mark out. I know what you're saying about moments, but yeah, definitely. I think you've got to look at how many moments people have. And for me, Paul Heyman just has them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely right. He just doesn't drop a bad promo, does he? No matter what he does. Even his bad promos are fantastic compared to many others.
As soon as I see him on my TV, I stop. And that's me marking out.
Yeah, you can't not stop, I have to say. Anybody want to add anybody else onto that list? Nope. Okay, then we'll move swiftly along. Thank you very much to Devil Vamp for dropping that email. You can catch Devil Vamp, obviously, on the main DSJMP podcast. The latest version of that should be dropping today, tomorrow. Wayne, can you confirm? It's all right. There we go. It's live. It's there. So you can catch that and find out what they've been up to there this week. Wayne, anything special we should be looking forward to?
The whole show is just class. Listen to it.
Oh, there you go.
Especially the email segment. It was just a clusterfuck. I'm sure everyone will enjoy it.
And that's all the emails we've got here for this week. So thank you to both DRG and to DV for dropping those. If you want to contribute an email, please do so. Send it to secondshiftpod@gmail.com, or you can always send us a tweet to @secondshiftpod on Twitter. That'd be fantastic. Good to hear from everyone when they do so. We're going to go on to our supersonic news this weekend. We've given Ant a bit of a break because he's too busy destroying and building kitchens. And we're going to hand the reins over to Walker for this week. Walker, are you primed and ready?
Well, this is the thing. I don't like talking very, very fast. So I'm not going to do it in the way Ant does it. I'm not even going to speak about it. What I've done is taken some news articles, which I think are just pointless. And we're just going to talk about that instead.
So you're basically shitting on the segment.
Yeah, you're shitting on everything I've been working at, you bastard.
Yeah, well, who gives a fuck? I am the best, so whatever.
Okay, so we've got Walker's new shit news section, is that right?
Yeah, let's call it that, the shit news. Right. And I'm going to take it to you guys. The first piece of shit news that I found is that Hulk Hogan is planning on wrestling again, or trying to get into the position of wrestling again. What do you boys think about that?
Well, as long as his combined moveset involves him falling on the floor and then getting pinned, then I'm happy with that.
And Wayne?
You know full well, legend, that's going to be Hogan get the win. That'll be a tag team match to cover him. Cena will tag him in and Hogan will come in and pin and do a fucking leg drop or something.
A leg drop. Yeah. Are we going to get the classic no-sell of the moves and all the rest of that crap?
Just don't want to say it. Hopefully they won't give him the fucking clearance. That's all we can ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully the doctors look at his spine and see it not happening. Thank you very much.
And Ant?
Cosign.
There we go.
What's your own opinion, Walker?
I don't care. What do you think
story.
Also, on the topic of Hulk Hogan, he was talking about the fact that he wished he had done a sleeper hold. So, boys, if Hulk Hogan had done a sleeper hold as opposed to a leg drop for a finisher over his illustrious career, would you give a shit? And how? And would you give a shit if he used a sleeper hold instead?
Didn't he?
Hogan did thousands of sleepers. It's pretty much called every match since 1995.
Well, this is what I'm finding in the news. I am not like Ant or Mark or anyone who does the news. I don't give a shit. I'm just looking at this and be like, there, all right.
Can I be clear, though? I'm not talking about the move called the sleeper. I'm talking about every match you did was just so bad that you might as well have had a sleep.
Now I get the joke. Oh.
Well, Hulk Hogan did a very famous sleeper hold on a talk show host. The Goon speaks about it. It's one of his famous shoots. So that is, if he'd done that sleeper hold on everyone, I'd be up for that.
But it's just a rest hold. It's nothing great. I mean, at least the leg drop had a bit of emotion about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting into a fucking leg drop because that was the worst finishing move in the history of WWF.
But it's better than a sleeper and it's going to be applied by somebody like Hogan.
I just can't believe it's got this much conversation. Who gives a fuck? He'd give us an out and we didn't take it.
But as a kid, when you lift that first arm up and it drops really limp, and then the second arm goes up and it drops, and then the third arm up and you get the Ultimate Warrior fist pump and you're like, yeah, come on, mate. That's what I liked about it. That's what I think.
Do you move on to the next piece of shit news?
Yeah.
Please.
Well, you kind of touched on it anyway, and I kind of know what you guys feel about it, but my next piece of shit news is the NWO possible return on Raw, which has pretty much been confirmed. Any last words on the NWO before we move on to the next piece of shit news?
is it definite to be on the show, or is it, you know, one of these classic things that they set up for after the show?
I don't know or care, to be
honest. No, we don't read the fucking news.
I literally, listen, this is how I found the news. I woke up this morning, I typed wrestling news in Google, clicked the first site and looked at a few headlines and wrote them down, and then I shat on the paper.
Literally. Is that like your signature then? Whenever you do a letter, you just wipe your ass with it. I think that's signed.
It's wherever he goes.
Yeah, it looks like the same colour of my skin.
It's his calling mark. Wherever he goes in his life, just leaves a little bit of shit somewhere.
Some would say Hogan does that as well.
This is a good show already, boys. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I think we've covered that one. Walker, what's
next? I've
got
one last one. One last one before we go on to the next one.
Is that another Hogan story?
Oh, no, it's not.
I thought we had the running theme there.
Nah, screw that. Jeff Hardy said that he is possibly going to extend a long-term deal to TNA. Do you guys give shit?
Yeah, a little bit more on that one. I don't mind Hardy. He's proved that with that match against Lashley. That was a fucking awesome match. So if he can pull out one of them each month, then yeah, I'd like to see it.
I think he's signed that is a clear indication that he's in a good relationship with TNA, and obviously with the current situation regarding TNA, it's a really good leap of faith from him, and it gives a little bit of stability extra to TNA at the moment.
I should think he's got a good relationship with them. They've been so good to him over the years with all his shit. Right.
Especially that after that thing with Sting.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. He should have a good relationship with them. He needs to be nice to them and give something back a bit. So, yeah, it should be right.
He gave them Willow, though. Come on, that's the greatest gift of all.
I didn't watch TNA then. I missed it. The week I first started watching it was when Willow went away. So I'm really happy I fucking didn't get the Willow thing.
Yeah, lucky you.
Oh, he sounds so down about the Willow.
Willow!
Thanks for that.
I can't believe you just did that, man.
Well, Willow Phil. What?
Yes, what? It was. It was
Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Every time everyone says Willow, I just think of Warwick Davis, like a little midget. Just that's all.
You think of me?
I think about you.
Yeah, he thinks about you and your toothy blowjobs.
Well, they're a bit throaty, actually. Move on.
Moving on, yes, absolutely right. So thank you very much, Walker, for your special shit news segment. It was genuinely shit.
Wow. Okay. Well, you asked me to do the news, right, when Ant couldn't do it, so you have yourself to blame, you idiot.
Well, we gave you a brief and you rewrote the brief.
I'm not going to talk fast for 2 minutes. I'll have a heart attack.
That could have been quite funny.
Wow, what a bitch.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's move on. We'll start chatting about the week we've had in wrestling. There's been some interesting things going on. We've had the network announcement internationally. We've had Destination X going on. And, of course, we have SummerSlam coming up in a couple of weeks. So let's have a look back at the week. Before we get to the network and Destination X, Wayne, do you have any specific topics you want to bring up from this last week in wrestling?
Not really. I think we'll cover all of it. Just pretty much I was disappointed with Raw, but like I said, I'm sure we'll touch on that throughout the conversations. So.
Yeah, I can't really comment on Raw. I've only seen the first kind of 25 minutes or something like that. So
watch that, and then the last 25, and you've really not missed anything. So.
Well, I was going to say, in the first 25 minutes, I'm sure I heard the words 999 at least 99 times.
No, they confirmed it as something like 46 or 64 times, I think was confirmed.
64 would make sense, because there were certainly about 12 in that first portion that I've seen.
It gets worse when Jerry the King fucking Lawler starts, and he starts getting it wrong, and he goes, 999! It's just, oh, fucking hell.
I was trying to work out if Triple H was doing it to take the piss out of Vince, that Vince had maybe said to him before he went on, make sure you punt the app, make sure you're telling everybody to sign up for the network, it's 999, make sure you tell them, because he's just absolutely spun it right out of control. It was horrible.
It was hilarious when Triple H was doing it and the crowd jumped on like sheep. That was funny. It's when JBL and fucking King start is when it pissed me off.
Yeah, they started very quickly as well. Okay, and do you have anything from this week you'd like to chat about?
Yeah, before we sort of get on to WWE and stuff, I'd like to just plug the G1 Climax. It's just absolutely amazing. Because we've had such a crap week in wrestling, in my opinion. Apart from TNA, that was great. But yeah, so I've been watching the G1 Climax, and it's been just ridiculously good. I mean, seriously, seriously good. Some of the best wrestling I've seen in years.
Not being familiar with the G1, other than what I've heard friends Cataclysmic and DRG and stuff talking about it, do you want to give a kind of a summary of what the G1 is to vote?
Yeah, basically it's a tournament structure, so you get two pools, and I think it's 12 guys in each pool, and then the top two guys go into a final. Kat is going to destroy me because I've probably got stuff wrong already, but Abba?
Nah, I'm taking the piss, Karen.
Oh, fuck you. Right, so anyway, you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, and obviously no points for a loss. So in pool A, at the moment, it's Tanahashi, I believe, on 12 points, and Nakamura's on 12 points. And in pool B, you've got Okada on 12 points and AJ Styles on 12 points. Day 7 is the one that everyone keeps talking about. It had AJ Styles versus Suzuki, which everyone talks about being the best wrestling match in the last few years. I understand that, but day 8 for me was even better because there was probably five-star matches in it, and Tanahashi versus Nakamura was easily the best match I've seen for a long, long time. And I'm really impressed with Davey Boy Smith Jr., actually. He's really impressed me because in WWE he was shite.
He was.
But in this, he's really, really good. He's had a really couple of really good matches. But,
do you think that's progression, or do you think that just he was so kind of penned in WWE that he couldn't really show who he was?
Yeah, maybe just a new lease of life in the boy, but he's really good in it. And hopefully my sort of final I'd want to see happen would be Tanahashi versus AJ Styles. And AJ Styles has really come into his own. You know, I loved his work in TNA, of what I did watch it back then. And yeah, to see him in this is fantastic. And I'd like to see Tanahashi versus AJ Styles final. That'd be brilliant.
So how long does it run over?
Walker, it's well, we're on day 9, I think, tonight.
Usually just run through the month, like between July and August. It depends on how many people are really in the tournament, to be honest, because in past tournaments there's been like 8 people to a group, but this one's 10 to a group, so it's obviously gonna cover more dates. So it really depends on how many people's in the tournament.
Right, okay, so how long's the day then? What's that, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6?
It's just your standard. It's just like your standard wrestling show of wrestling event, to be honest.
But 30-minute limit to a match.
Mm. Right.
And there's usually enough matches within all the blocks, so it's like you're getting about 10 matches per show.
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
With that being said, there are a few matches that, like, obviously some of the less important wrestlers, like if they're not main eventers, they'll only go like 10-11 minutes maybe, because there've been a few that have been quite quick.
So who are you backing to win, Walker?
It's probably going to be Okada again, because following the New Japan storylines, he lost to AJ twice. He beat him in the tournament, and if he wins, he gets his shot back. He gets his shot back at the title that he lost, and it seems perfect for him to get the belt back. But I prefer to see Tanahashi win it, because if Tanahashi wins, then that's another guy AJ can fuck up.
What's been your personal highlight so far?
Just watching AJ wrestle in general. Like Dan just said, he's been like the best wrestler in the tournament. And he's seemingly stepped his game up since leaving TNA, and that is like just to get accustomed to a Japanese style where the ring psychology is completely different, and he's done that so quickly, and he's like the most over guy in New Japan is phenomenal, and everyone in there has been great. Karl Anderson and Shelton Benjamin have been fantastic to watch as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Go watch the G1. Climax, or I'll climax on everyone's face.
See, but that's a promo. You want people to climax on your face, don't you?
But people don't want me to climax on them. They don't know where I've been.
I don't know. So you might have some fans out there, Walker. Fucking hell, Wayne's got fans on DSJMP. So
yeah, I've got my first fan. None of the others have got fans.
Who's your fan?
Katie's niece.
She's about 300 RPM.
No. Don't get jealous, Living Legend. Green's not a pretty colour.
Oh, yeah, jealousy. Yeah, right. Okay, and do you have any further comments to add on the G1?
No, just go and watch it, guys. I'm serious. If you go watch, as a starting point, day 7 with the AJ Styles Suzuki, and then move that on to day 8, which was just a card full of 5-star matches, and then sort of we're up to day 9 now, I believe, at time we're speaking. So, yeah, just carry it on from there, because it's just brilliant.
Great stuff. Okay, I'm going to come to Walker. Walker, other than being hungry, do you have any highlights from the week you want to bring up, other than G1?
No, other than G1, then no. Oh, TNA.
Yeah. Well, why not get... Let's get into Destination X then, because I know certainly Ant and I wanted to chat about it. So what were your thoughts from last week?
The Hardys versus the Wolves was, in particular, like the best match on the card. I wasn't expecting the Hardys to bring it. I think maybe that as well, that good, because, you know, they are a little bit older. And But it was fantastic to watch them wrestle. And I actually, I think they're going to wrestle the Team 3D at some point as well, which I think is going to be quite cool to watch. So, you know, for all the because I grew up when they were, like, relevant during the TLC days, so it's going to be cool to watch these guys scrap again.
I thought I heard something about the Hardys, the Wolves, and Team 3D in a TLC triple threat.
Correct.
Yeah,
that will happen, I believe. Which gives a massive, it gives a massive onus to the Wolves, doesn't it? Just a massive sort of like, well done, lads. This is for you sort of thing. Because they're gonna, you know, you'd imagine they're going to win that. And to say that in their career, probably 10 years ago, there was watching WrestleMania 2000, watching a TLC match with Edge, Christian, the Dudleys, and the Hardys, and then they were probably kids then. And now that they've grown up and they're going to be in that sort of match with them sort of legends of tag team wrestling. Good on them, man. And you've got to say that they're really over more than any other tag team in the world at the moment.
They deserve to be pushed, though. They've not had the proper push, I don't think. Yeah, they've been strapped, but they've not exactly had to work hard for the straps because they've only had the Bromans. Finally, they're getting that big push, getting a bit of an aura about them. That's so good to see. And also, just that whole match, the way they finished it, everything was just brilliant.
Are we building up towards Jeff Hardy going into the Hall of Fame next year?
Is there going to be a Hall of Fame next year?
Well, that's another conversation. We may get to that yet. But assuming everything.
One, yes.
Yeah.
If there is one, yes, I'd say so.
Because, I mean, just the last few weeks alone, since they dropped the Willow mask, it's been a very clear jump in what he's been putting in the ring. Every match just has been far more valuable than what he was doing before. Would you like to see that, Ant?
What, Hardy in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't see why not. You know, he's done his work in TNA. I think people growing up now will see Jeff Hardy as a TNA man, not as a WWE guy.
He's been there for long enough. Walker, exactly. Would you agree that he should be going into the TNA Hall of Fame?
I think it's warranted because, you know, his original run in TNA was, like, from 2004 to 2006, and, like, he'd wrestled, like, with, like, Raven and Abyss then too. So he's done a lot of time in TNA now as with both runs, so it's probably warranted because he's done a lot for TNA, I imagine, because he's been one of the bigger draws.
But isn't it time they used someone who was actually a TNA name rather than a name before they got to TNA?
Well, they're not going anywhere, are they, really?
Well, someone would say that was the case with AJ Styles until the last few months.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good shout. Well, who would you, out of all the TNA originals, who would you put in next then?
It's hard to say because the obvious one was going to be AJ Styles, but since he's gone, it leaves very few. Would you put Abyss in? Probably not. Would you put in Bobby Roode? A bit too early, I would say, and the same with James Storm. So it's a bit hard to say. So it leaves, I suppose you're right in the sense that it doesn't leave anyone else.
The only one that's
Aries?
What's that?
How long's Austin Aries been in? Was he original?
No. He's only been in for a few years.
Was he? See, shows what I know.
Wasn't he in Tough Enough before that? Samoa Joe, absolutely. That's a very good shout.
James Storm.
I don't know if James Storm has been on that level for long enough.
Gail Kim, because she pretty much did, like, made the knockouts.
That's
really
a good call.
I like Gail Kim. I like that as the one to go with, actually. Of all the names we've mentioned so far, it's the strongest one. Even though she was WWE before, everything she's done that everyone's talked about it's been in TNA.
And it's different. And they've got the two singles competitors in Sting and Angle. You've got the tag team in 3D. Now you could add a knockout, and it adds like the full like collection to the Hall of Fame, men, don't it?
I like that. That's a very good shout. Okay, so we've now just sorted out their Hall of Fame for next year for them. Hopefully they get that written down.
I was going to say, that means I definitely won't do it because it makes sense.
Right, okay, so back to touch on about Destination X. So we've had, has everyone chatted on the Hardys match? No, okay, so the three X Division matches, three times triple threat matches. Let's go with those for now. Wayne, what were your thoughts?
Just shows that they need to put a more emphasis back on the X Division for me. Worked with the ring, it worked as thingy. Special shout out to Brian Cage as well. He was awesome in a like triple threat role. He was the powerhouse. Didn't look weak, obviously, that he lost. Sonata is just great for me. I love him. They're just all three matches for me were really good. So
Sonata, the last few weeks, has actually really started to show himself with a bit of character more than we've actually seen. He's never had the chance to give that, so that's been really good. And also, and you introduced me to what's been going on with the Spin Cycle stuff, and what he's been doing there as well has certainly helped develop a bit of character for him and a bit of likability. What are your thoughts on these three matches, though?
Yeah, I co-sign really with the Brian Cage thing. For like, you know, he's not your X Division sort of type looking guy, but he really done it well. But Frank Sinatra, yeah, I love the guy. I love him in Spin Cycle. I'll do that for one up, one down. But yeah, I love Frank Sinatra. He's one of my favourite TNA guys.
I love that you call him Frank Sinatra.
It's his name.
Any other comments on the matches other than Frank Sinatra? What you said so far?
Other than just really impressed, and I just want to thank everyone for pointing me TNA's way, really, because the whole show was brilliant, and I need it in my life at the minute with WWE having a terrible week.
I think you've come in at a good time as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've not seen a bad show. Honestly, I've not seen a bad show. And about a month before, everyone was slagging it. And yeah. I'm like, well, wow, I ain't going to watch it then, am I? But then it started creeping back that people were saying, oh, it's really good. So I watched it basically for this show, because when you talk about TNA, I couldn't talk. And I like talking, as you know. So I just watched it so I could jump in and have a comment. And I'm so glad I did, because it's such a brilliant product. It really is a good product.
In TNA's defence, those weeks before that, they were certainly in a transitional phase after the, you know, the absolute hellhole that they'd been put into after the Hogan and Bischoff era. So, you know, we knew there was going to be a bit of time before they could get themselves back on it and even keel and sort themselves out. And they've taken the time to do that, in my opinion, and we're certainly going to feel the benefit in the coming weeks. And their ratings are starting to show the benefits of it as well. So hopefully that will continue to kind of show its way over the next few months.
Yeah, definitely. 1.5% this week as well on the up. So, yeah, it's good percentages.
Absolutely. More of that. Thank you very much. Walker, what did you think of the X Division matches?
I thought they were fantastic. Well, okay, they weren't like really, really good, but the fact that there was three matches focusing on the X Division was great to see. Mm. The fact that, and Loki is back.
Yeah.
It's the first TNA show I've watched in a while. Loki's back. What the fuck? That's fantastic, mate.
And his match, I thought, was the better of the three. I'm not saying any of them were bad matches in any which way, but that first match I thought was absolutely brilliant. Really, really enjoyed that.
You got to think with WWE signing Kenta. Like, you bet TNA just bought Loki, but it's like, yeah, we got a guy that can kick as well, motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, look what happened with Loki when he was in WWE. It was just absolutely shit for him. He hated it. He wanted out.
I'm glad he's back, because I heard about a year ago that he was retiring due to some injury. The fact that he's still in the game is fantastic, because he's one of the best. So, well, I say one of the best. He's one of the best in his field, to be honest. And his field of like that, in that brawling style, he's probably the best wrestler out there today. And the fact that they're already teasing him in Samojo is, again, he's going to be good. But obviously, you know, Sonata's going to be in the mix too. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to see all like, those two guys clash again as well.
My only thing about those three matches, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, was it was just too obvious who was going to win the three matches. the way that the storyline's been building between certain characters, the way that they've been introducing the matches. That was the only criticism I had, and I kind of couldn't get away from it. It kept sticking in my mind that, you know, why did I know? Why didn't I? I didn't want to know. I just wanted to watch the match, enjoy it, and find out at the end who the winner was. But I knew, and it was just a wee bit predictable in that way.
Nah, it's pissed me off that they've released promoting some matches for the Titans this week, and fucking, you can work out by the type of matches they are who's going to win the matches on the last, on the coming week. That's just pissed me off.
Yeah,
it pissed you off.
No. Think about it this way. Maybe it's more, not for the surprise of who's going to win. Maybe just for the match itself. Because the match itself could still be good. It's not the surprise at the end. It's not the destination. It's the journey. How about that?
Exactly right. Exactly.
There you
right.
go, boys. Come on.
That was nice. I liked that. That was very well elocuted.
If you watch Mike Tyson in a ring, you pay £15 to watch him in a ring, and you know he's pretty much going to bash the guy up in 3 minutes. You know who's going to win. But it's the whole point of how he wins and how he does it. And it's all about the in-between. I don't care. I know who's going to win most matches because I'm an awesome predictor. But but for me, it's all about the journey. Like exactly what Walker said. I completely co-sign with that man over there.
Thanks, darling.
You're all right, mate.
Walker's feeling the love. Any last comments about these three matches? Okay, let's talk about the knockouts. And what are your feelings over the way the knockouts are going in TNA at the moment?
I'm not that fussed with the knockouts, to be honest. I don't think it's a great division, personally. I like Gal Kim. I do like her. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact, I think I'll get more excited when I see Jessica Havoc come in, because she's awesome. So
that's pretty much what I'm building to. I mean,
oh, you're building. See?
Yes. I think ahead. I might as well summarise it now. A number of months back, I did mention on my call to the Week in Review that I was pretty concerned about the knockouts division because they got down to something like 5 knockouts, which you can't really call a division. So since then, they've stabilised it a bit. We've got the beautiful people back. Gail Kim's doing her thing. They needed an injection of someone else to take it up a level, to give a proper challenge for Gail Kim, someone who wasn't really just the bimbo character, someone who actually knew how to put herself over in the ring. And with the teaser for Havoc coming in, and it's looking at its corner Havoc rather than Jessica Havoc, I think we could be in for a bit more interesting ride from the knockouts in the months to come. Walker, what are your thoughts?
Go for it, man. You know, they're making a momentum there. Like, they had at one point the knockout division was like fire, and it has died, simmered down, as well as a lot of things in TNA. So if this is an attempt to rebuild the knockout division, put some fresh faces in here, like redefine it a little bit, then go for it. I'm all for it, man. Because like that, you know, because that just makes TNA more watchable, and that's more watchable than we're all enjoying wrestling anyway. So,
yeah, I absolutely agree. Wayne, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the knockouts are weakest they've been for, you know, because a couple of years ago that was, you know, up there as one of their strongest bit, and they were a lot better than the Divas, but it's still not bad. It's just lacking. So you add like a powerhouse like Jessica Havoc in there, add something different. Then I think I've got a mixture of everything, so I think that could go back up.
Yeah. What did you think of the little vignette itself, little teaser tour coming in?
I find that sort of thing boring, but
God,
you know.
Bernie, cheer up, why
you hate a grump.
You hate everything you
do. No, stuff either excite me or it don't, and that just don't excite me. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying that I'll move on to the next segment, let the people who like it. I'm not
Wayne
say
is a bitter, sour, grumpy git.
Coming from a Scottish person.
Wayne is a mizog.
What did you think of the teaser, Ant? Do you think it was well put together?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really good. But Wayne thinks it's crap.
Yeah, I think it was fucking brilliant.
Well, shut up, Wayne. You don't even know what you're talking about. Have you even seen it?
Well, yeah, it's just you're going to get one letter every week.
Oh. Yeah, but by week 3, even those who are a little bit slower and less intelligent than necessarily us are going to know by letter 3. So it's all about the build-up more than actually spelling out the name one letter at a time.
Who was the guy that said Heidenreich on Croup Me?
That made me laugh.
That was awesome. I think that was DRG. Kudos,
yeah,
DRG.
Yeah, I looked at the photo and I was like, there's no way.
That was funny. Kat was like, what?
Is Heidenreich even wrestling anymore? Anyway, enough about him. Walker, any last comments on the Jessica Havoc situation coming into play in TNA?
We've pretty much covered the topic.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Before we get to the teaser for next week's episode, any last comments from Destination X, Wayne?
No, just really, I'm just loving what TNA is doing at the moment, and I'm really looking forward to the next week. I ain't been like that with WWE for three or four weeks. The TNA is just consistently like wanting me to get to the next Thursday night or Friday mornings when I watch it online and that. So yeah, just keep it going. Longer they do it, the better for the product and more chance of them surviving.
Any further thoughts and comments from TNA last week before we get to that last
few segments?
Well, you ain't sharp, minute.
Just you hold your wrist.
Just want to say that I'm loving both Austin Aries and Bobby Lashley. Right, I just want to say that I'm really impressed with Bobby Lashley and Austin Aries at the minute. I think they had such a great match. And Bobby Lashley's sort of almost your Brock Lesnar sort of type person. He's just being built as a massive superstar that will just run through everyone. And I thought Austin Aries come out of that match looking just as strong as ever. And to me, I think they both played that brilliantly. I think they both had a great match. And I think, they both come out of that with something, which is brilliant for me. And I'm really looking forward to both Austin Aries and the way Bobby Lashley goes forward.
Actually, the development of Lashley particularly, because I used to think that there was never a chance he would work as a heel because he had too babyface a look about him. He'd squeeze his cheeks and see how cute you look. But I never actually thought he could be convinced as a heel. But the last few weeks, he's certainly developed himself, worked his character a lot better than I imagined he would. So it's good to see that, and I'm quite keen to see where he is going forward as well.
I love the fact that he's doing it all clean as well. He ain't needed MVP or Kenny King. It's just been, the match quality alone has just been brilliant for me. Yeah. Everything about that push is great. I thought they'd done the Eric Young one alright, but no, this is shitting all over the Eric Young title run. This is just brilliant.
To be fair to the Eric Young title run, though, without that, we wouldn't be where we are now. And it was a great chance to give Eric Young a little bit of time in the limelight because he never really had that in all his years. He deserved that. He deserved a little, moment in the sun. So I'm quite happy with how that went. We've moved on from it, and I'm much happier with where we're going just now. But I think Eric Young deserves that little moment.
Who do you think's going to be the one that finally get the massive push of beating Lashley, because they're building him so much. Whoever's going to be beating him is getting a hell of a rub. Who do you reckon that will be?
Rude.
Great Muta.
The Great Muta. No way. Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're probably right on the Bobby Roode thing. Definitely. Yeah, I think you're right there.
Do you think there's going to be a bit of a chase for him to get a title match then?
I'm hosting this show. Back off. Do you think there's going to be a bit of a
I think you'll find that Bobby Roode just takes his way through the whole sort of set of them, that trio. He's already doing it, so he'll get to Lashley at one point, and I think that'll be the big confrontation, won't it?
Any thoughts and comments on that, Walker?
I think if not the Great Muta, because obviously he's the front runner.
It's 300 years old.
Are we not just forgetting the fact that Samoa Joe is still in the company?
He's X Division for now.
Yeah, but Bobby Lashley's not losing that belt for a long time. There's plenty of time for Joe to go through the X Division and get the title back. You know what I mean? If it's not Joe, then it's going to be TNA are going to do the stupid thing by doing something completely stupid like TNA usually does and let Kurt Angle do it.
Again, going back to calls of mine to the WIR right at the start of the year, my predictions for the day, my wish list for the year, I should say, I said that I wanted to see Samoa Joe actually break through again, get back up into the top tier, and deserved a title run. So I would love to see him getting that shot. And at the moment, the way it's looking, I think it's Bobby Roode. I can't see anything beyond that.
Well, yep. time hit. That's what we'll find out in the coming months, obviously.
We certainly will. Any comments on the Sam Shaw storyline, guys?
Nah. I'm just sort of glad that they've sort of laid off it. Well, they've hinted at it last year. I just, you know, since when he got belted down for, you know, take the hit for Gunner the other week, I just wish I'd have kept it going, but I suppose it was Destination X, so I look forward to that coming back next week. I just think that's intriguing.
TNA are known over the last number of months for, you know, giving a storyline a week off here and there just to let them focus on other things. So I don't see it being dropped or anything. I think they've just, you know, bumped it onto next week. So hopefully that'll be back in play. What are your thoughts on Gunnar with this storyline, though? Because I think Sam's holding his part of the deal. I've never rated Gunnar.
Gunnar's just Gunnar, isn't he? He is just that. I'm liking it. I like what Gunnar's doing. He's sort of playing that sort of trying to put an arm round everyone role. You don't want someone like loud and bombastic for you, do you? He's just nice working. I think the chemistry between them's good. I just wish there was less fucking Kennedy in it.
Well, that's the problem. He's sewn right into the storyline, so we're not going to get rid of him from there for quite some time, short of him having some sort of, I don't know, reason to be kicked out of the company, but wishful thinking aside. And any thoughts on that storyline?
Not really, because I think I've come like sort of halfway through it, and I'm not really understanding it as such. I'm not really there with it. I'm sort of skipping that at the minute.
Okay.
I'm not with it. I'm not on the same page as him.
Okay, let's go on to Abyss for a wee minute before we go on to that final segment. What are your thoughts on what's going on there? I'll start with Ant.
Sorry, say it again, sorry.
What are your thoughts on what's going on with Abyss just now?
I don't really get Abyss. I don't really like him. I don't know why he's... How old is he? He must be like 45, must he? Because he was in it when I was watching TNA before.
Oh, it has been around for some time.
Yeah, but no, I'm not really feeling that storyline at all, really. Not feeling it.
Wayne, do you have any thoughts on the storyline? Does it work for you? Are you into it?
I miss Joseph Park eating popcorn in the crowd.
Just for the record.
I like that character more than Abyss. I think Abyss has got a bit Kane syndrome. It's done. He's not a great deal he can do now, is there? So,
just for the record, he's 40, Ant.
He's a lot younger than I thought he was, actually. I thought he was like 45.
There you go. Walker, do you have any love for Abyss?
Yeah, I like Abyss. I'm an Abyss fan. And I'm actually enjoying watching him because he's in the ring with Bram. And I like Bram because Bram's crazy as fuck. So, like, I enjoy it, though. I just would like to see it every week. You know, obviously it's a minor storyline. Not all the minor storylines get all the love in TNA. It's always the major ones that get all the focus. I'd love to see more time with Abyss and Bram and Magnus.
But I think what we're getting with TNA, though, is we're actually getting, you know, everyone that's in place seems to have something valuable in terms of a storyline on the go. No one's just there to job out and be kicked out the back afterwards. Everyone seems to have a place on the chessboard, so to speak. Anyway, so let's wrap up the chat on TNA with the final thing, the teaser for next week, #ItHappens. Wayne, your thoughts?
I'm just going to get called a miserable bastard, so I'm going to keep quiet.
Oh,
don't get like that, Wayne. Come on, mate. Do you want a hug?
Right, I'm going to change my wording because otherwise I'm going to get bitched at. I don't mind that they're doing it. I understand that it will draw attention and people into it. Just next week, don't pretend it's live. That's the only thing. They'll come back on. You'll get Mike tonight. God, anything could happen tonight. It's going to be a crazy night. We'll never... Oh, my God, she's going through the table.
Be like... Your American accent's awful.
So let's just spell this out a little bit for anyone who doesn't actually watch TNA. So it's been said, they've shown lots of clips without actually showing the moment itself, that Bully Ray puts Dixie Carter through a table on this coming week's show. Walker, your thoughts on it?
I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. you know, they've been planning this for like months. So they've been planning it for months, I just want to see it happen. I just want to see Dixie happen, and I'm probably going to whack off to it because.
I was going to say last time we talked about it, you went on about you hope that Dixie farts a little bit in Bobby Ray's face.
I did say that. I forgot, didn't I? Oh.
But what about the whole, you know, no male and female contact in terms of in-ring action with the agreement with Spike?
They must have got permission from Spike. They must have got the permission, though. They wouldn't have done it. Granted that they did let Russo back in and they did lie about it, so they could have just went behind their back. But they must have got the permission for this because it's something they've obeyed righteously for years.
It made me wonder if the whole scenario with Spike is a big fuck you kind of thing going on, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure they are still in negotiations with Spike, and I've got a funny feeling they're going to get whatever it is they need to get to keep going. So I don't know. Any thoughts on that scenario with Spike walk away?
Not really until more. I think we've all talked about it so much in the last week. Until there's more development on it, and there's not a lot more we can say without repeating ourselves.
Yeah, we don't have long to wait, really, because, you know, it's a couple of months to go, so we'll know.
I think that's going to drag on longer. I think that's because that can go onto a rolling contract, apparently. So that might go on a lot longer.
I suppose, if anything, at least it gives that little bit of extra time for TNA to sort out a backup plan.
Well, yeah. You don't want to be in limbo, do you?
No, you don't, but you won't even have as much time to get something in place that's going to be financially sensible as you can, so... You don't want to take anything just because you needed to take something. So you need to take time to make sure they get a contract that's going to keep them afloat.
Yup.
Okay, so that's enough chat on TNA. Let's move on to the news about the network announcement. We now know that it's going to be rolling out into apparently up to 170 countries starting on August the 12th. Countries like Spain, Thailand, Canada, etc., all getting the network within a week and a half. And we wait till October, very kind of them, and other markets like Germany, etc., will get it a bit later on. Wayne, what are your thoughts on the network announcement?
I'm personally more curious about what the price and the access will be, because...
$9.99 a month!
because... Obviously, I'm not going to lie, I do it through VPN. I'll be interested to see, and pretty much my 6 months is up in November, so that works out perfectly for me, so I can get a couple of weeks to see if it's worth renewing the American one or the UK one, because there's been rumours that's going to be, was it you, Ant, that told me that it was going to be like up to £15 in restricted access? Yep. If that's the case, I'm going to keep the US one. So...
A lot of it is speculation, let's be honest. It's very clear.
It's pure speculation.
So I'm just glad that I've got that two-week overlay that I can consult with you guys, see if that's worth keeping the VPN or going over to the UK one.
Walker, what are your thoughts then?
I'm just happy that they've given us more information. Like, I don't have it yet. I probably could have just done what every other person in the world has done and just copied the way the Americans have done it.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't be asked. But I'm looking forward to seeing when it comes around, and then I'll probably get it anyway, and I'll give it the free trial when it comes over to England, so I can watch it then, and then I'll move on from there. But I'm just happy when they've got the information out.
Ant.
Yeah. I've held off on the VPN sort of structure because I was hoping, you know, for this really, about October time, it will come. So I'm fairly happy that they've released the date at least. But yeah, again, pure speculation, but we're just dealing with rumours and stuff. But I've heard £15 with limited viewing on a Sky network. Okay, I've got Sky, that's fine. Limited viewing, I can deal with that. £15, that's a hell of a lot of money. And they reckon that you'd still end up paying for pay-per-views as well. Again, pure speculation. This is just what I've heard. So basically, I'm just going to wait till October the 1st, see what they're bringing out. If it's have a free trial like Walker, if it's awful, and if it's not completely unlimited, like the USA version, I will get a VPN like Wayne. Because apparently the WWE is sort of backtracking that they just said to the USA, if you want it, you have it. Have every pay-per-view that's ever been, have it. And now I think they're sort of, and rightly so, really, they're sort of
reining that in, going, maybe that weren't a great idea to give everybody everything. So I think when it comes here, you might have it limited.
Well, let's go into some of my thoughts on it. I've been very clear on this week's All Wrestling Week and review a lot of my thoughts. A lot of questions are still out in the open. We know that it's around about October. I've heard it's going to be the 1st of October we actually get it.
That's official.
And yeah, the only things that aren't clear is what we're getting and how much we're paying for it. Now, I'm not convinced it's going to be £15 at all, because I don't think they're going to get the take-up that they need if they start pricing at that point, especially if we are going to get some sort of reduced service, because that is a concern of mine, that we get something that's a namby-pamby half-arsed effort. I don't want that. I want the full whack. Then beyond that, how are we getting? Are we getting what America are getting? Well, let's look at the Canada model. Canada are getting a premium TV channel, a linear premium TV channel with some video on demand. They're not saying how much video on demand. And as of August the 12th, it's only going to be a preview. It's not going to be their full package. We don't know what that really entails just yet, or what the Canadians are even going to be paying for it. And they're going to be getting it in the next 6 days. So, you know, there's a lot of questions still out in the open, and they're probably not going to tell us until literally in the last week before it launches, the way it's going. I think we're going to get something through Sky, although I don't want it to be the case. Someone said, or I think it was on GroupMe this morning, that they said that they heard that every country is getting the full network other than Canada. I'd like that to be the case. I have no way of knowing if that's actually going to be what we get or not, especially because Sky want to keep control of as much as possible, have as much money coming through their pockets as possible. We all know how much Sky costs in this country anyway. If Sky can get an extra tenner a month out of us, I'm sure they're going to be happy to do that, if it means losing their £15 a month per pay-per-view. But I don't think they're going to charge us extra for the pay-per-views. I really don't believe that will be the case.
Can I put a scenario to you?
Go.
Right. See, because to me, I know that Rupert Murdoch and Vince McMahon suck each other off on a regular basis. So, and I honestly think that they're in cahoots, Sky and WWE. Let's say it's £6.99, which, you know, whatever, $10. You get the full library from all pay-per-views, but you have to pay for pay-per-views, i.e. £15 for each pay-per-view. What would you do? Would you go for it?
I don't know.
Because even on that, which ain't a bad scenario, yeah. I'd jump to the USA because I get free pay per views.
Yeah, if I have to question it, I'm probably not going to go for it. Certainly not straight off anyway. But the whole point is, they've always said that what they're trying to offer us is a no brainer service. If it's a no brainer service, they get bigger take up because it doesn't cost them more to put it out to an extra 500 homes. It's to cost them exactly the same, but they get that extra 500 homes worth of cash in every month. So part of me wants to believe that we are going to get a really sensible pricing point, and actually there is still that chance that we do get it for less than $9.99.
I mean, if I know, I'm talking seriously now, if it's any different to the US market, and I mean any different, i.e. it should be £7, should have all pay-per-views and all library, then why the hell wouldn't I get a VPN? Why the hell wouldn't I?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Why wouldn't you?
And I tell you what, when they get here, and if they do something different, they're going to be in for a major shock when they start getting network viewings. They'll go, oh, we've had a spike in US viewership, but UK viewership is shit. Oh, I wonder why.
Right, let's leave the network chat there and try out a brand new segment for the show.
Pull me off, Kane.
Right, LL's had to pop off now, so for the rest of the show, I'll be taking over. We're now going to move on to a special feature of the show, which is going to be SmackDown. It's long considered diet Raw and packed end-to-end with Raw repeats and filler matches. Have WWE started to show SmackDown some love? Consider some recent matches. SummerSlam match announcements and everything that's happening on this show as this week's show coming up as well. LL wrote that little bit of blurb because I don't agree, because me and you watched SmackDown, didn't we, last Saturday, Ant, and we thought that was a terrible episode.
Yeah, what it wasn't. Do you think? It wasn't good, was it? I mean, the week before I spoke about on this show that SmackDown was good, and then the week before that it was shit, and then the week before that it was good. So hopefully this week will be good again if it's running on that cycle. It's so up and down at the moment, which is progress in my opinion, because at the start of the year it was just shit every week. It was just bullshit, wasn't it? But at least now you're getting the odd episode that's not too bad. Like one here, one there, wait 3 weeks, then you get a decent one. Yeah, I mean, this week's was poor, but the week before was decent. You know, Paige pushing AJ Lee off the stage was, oh God, that was awful, wasn't it? The only decent thing in the whole show was what Ambrose said to Kane, which we played on the highlight of the week. Other than that, you have Fandango versus Diego. Wow, excellent. Just what I want to see. But, you know, on SmackDown terms, it was solid.
Yeah, well, just for me, the show just hasn't got no purpose. And it works for, like, Main Event that put the odd little nugget on there and stuff, because you don't expect nothing from Main Event. SmackDown, they treat it as a main show, but...
Well, I don't get Main Event, do I? Yeah. I haven't got the network, so I don't get Main Event. So I sort of miss that whole thing. But apparently Main Event's better than SmackDown, is it not?
There's more stuff... stuff that mean stuff happen on there, yeah, at the moment. But thing is, they talk about SmackDown being like the second program, but they don't treat it like the second program. What do you think, Walker?
SmackDown is ass.
That's it. I always call it bathroom wrestling, not because it's shit, but just because, you know, you can just potter around, do whatever, take a dump if you want, come back to it, watch a little bit, you won't miss anything. And if you do miss something, guess what? It'll be on Raw next week as a replay.
It does feel like a program they control stuff on for Raw. The amount of times you see the same matches happen on SmackDown and then Raw is just unreal. You come up with a theory a couple of weeks ago, Ant, about what you do with SmackDown. Would you like to go over it again?
Well, yeah. Like I've said before, I want like a league table. Like Premier League, League One, League Two. And I'd have Raw as your Premier League, where all your top guys fight over a world championship. And I'd have SmackDown as an intermediate show, where occasionally a big star pops up, but more often than not, it's mainly mid-card guys fighting over a chance to get to Raw and an intermediate title, like the US title or Intercontinental title. And then I'd use an NXT... As your prelim, as your youth sort of table, like you're getting football, not soccer, fucking football. And I'd bring up them guys to SmackDown and then SmackDown to Raw. Have it as a natural progression and have ups and downs through it.
Walker, what would you do to improve SmackDown?
Put some more fucking effort into it, man. Like, at least don't make it full of Raw recaps, because we've already seen Raw. Make some of the main, to pick the two main feuds from that, and if they're not going to make a brand split and have separate fucking people in it, then at least take the two main feuds and have some progression through there, so when they do a recap on that on Raw, it's something that you've actually missed, and then you will want to watch it next time. It's because I think when they started to like quietly move the brand off, when they were doing SmackDown and Raw Super Show. No, actually, not even that. Even last year, when Daniel Bryan was feuding with Orton and the Shield was still heel and all that, they were still, the SmackDown was watchable to me, because the main everything was being progressed and it wasn't treated like your fucking your main event or your superstars, where nothing is just where nothing really matters. And now it's just, yeah, mid-card feud, jobber, blah 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 blah. Adam Rose, that's boring. Oh, AJ falling over. Although I did enjoy that, to be honest. That was a bit more progression that I like to see. That's what I'm talking about, progression. The progression feuds is works. But like, if you do nothing with it, it's bullshit. Because you know on SmackDown, they're going to play the Brock Lesnar-John Cena promo twice again.
Yeah.
Play it twice on Raw.
Exactly. That's what they're twice again, bitch.
We'll get to our fucking bad Raw Wars in a minute, I suppose.
So, why then, this is a question I've always wanted to ask, so I'll ask you to it. Why the fuck do they treat SmackDown like a second-rate programme? Why do they just... They can't sit there in a meeting and go, this is what we want SmackDown to be. So why have they made it the boring programme has become?
Well, for me, it's like, what can we cut back? They're doing cutbacks at the minute. We all know that. What can we cut back? What does no one fucking... What are our viewing figures on SmackDown? Right, it's 1.8 million. I'm just plucking that out. Right, what if we cut back this, that, production values, this, that? What are their viewing rates now? Oh, they're 1.7 million. Oh, that's not too bad. And they're just, that's all they're doing. They're completely forgetting about it, but the viewing rates are staying the same. And that's what's the problem. We all need to turn the fuck off from SmackDown. I watch it, and I shouldn't. I'm one of those guys you need to blame for it because, you know, until people start switching off and not watching it, the viewing figures will go down and then it's not WWE that will take notice. It'll be people like Sky Sports or whoever you've got in America and they'll go, hey, hang on, this show that you promised us 1 million viewers at, we're getting 100,000. What the fuck's going on? And that's when they'll start picking SmackDown up again. And until then, it's going to be shit.
Wow. We all know who to officially blame. As Ant is the person why we get shit SmackDown.
Blame me, bitch.
Walker, have you got anything more to add on SmackDown, or you think you're done there?
Yeah, I'm done. Actually, no. If you want to gain more attention to SmackDown, at least have the balls to put a title match on there. Even though we know the spoilers are going to come out and ruin it, the fact that there's a title match on SmackDown makes it more important. Like, you'd want to watch if, like, hold on, who's name a champion there? Yeah, fucking Miz. Everyone's watching Miz these days because, like, Miz and Ziggler's kind of interesting. So if he was to defend the belt and said, yo, watch Miz defend the belt on SmackDown, you'd watch. So just make it, give us a reason to watch it and we'll watch it. But if you give us the same filler, then no one's going to give a shit.
No, I totally agree. You don't even feel like a title change's going to happen on Raw, let alone a SmackDown. You just would never even consider it. So, no, good. Yeah.
Or just bring back the brand extension because then it was watchable because you've got different wrestlers on each show and that's
when you could have the different script writers and they can make their own show and then that become a competition. When Paul Heyman was SmackDown, he made it into really trying to push Raw Some people would say that's gone back, but I wouldn't mind a brand split.
You can't put that on SmackDown, though, about title changes, because when was the last time a title changed on Raw? It was the day after WrestleMania, I believe, wasn't it? Or am I even wrong on that?
Yeah.
Could even be before then.
Yeah, WrestleMania when Ziggler won, innit?
But you could have don't even get an intercontinental change on Raw, so you really don't expect it from SmackDown. So I think Walker's onto something. Just put a mid-card strap change there.
Well, not even a strap, just a title match in general. It makes it feel more important, even if there is a title match. Because, like, oh, look, there's a title match on TV. Let's watch it. You know what I mean?
No, because then you'll just think exactly the same. Well, they ain't going to fucking change it, so I know who's going to win.
Yeah, but it's like as we said earlier about the whole TNA thing, it's not about the fucking who wins, is it? It's about the match itself.
Yeah, but then you're not going to watch it because for the fact that there might be a title change. Could you just think, ah, oh, fuck it, they never do a title change on this show, so I'm not going to bother.
Ziggler job squad. But...
Yeah. I just wanted to come out of the blue once.
I just want to watch SmackDown and you come out of it with something that weren't there at the start, which didn't happen with SmackDown. You're coming out of it and you've got filler from Raw and that's about it. There's not like, oh, this happened on this episode. Yeah. And there's not going to be a good way to judge it is... You know the little vignettes at the start of a pay-per-view match?
Oh, the vignettes.
None of the clips are from SmackDown because everything happens on Raw. Until they make SmackDown more worthwhile, more... Oh, what's the word?
Dick.
Huh?
So you've been given dick by Walker and prominent by me, so choose which one you want to use.
I'm going to go prominent. Oh. Until they make SmackDown more prominent and consequential. There's no point watching SmackDown. But
they do use them vignettes, as you call it, in from main event, though, don't they? They actually
I'm saying. That's why the reputation for main event becoming more worthwhile than SmackDown. That's exactly why us getting that reputation.
We'll see. Once the network comes all over, once the network's brought all over the world, I think we'll see a sort of bigger push for main event and then a lesser for SmackDown. But they're on about moving SmackDown to live on a Thursday, aren't they now?
How does that work with NXT and TNA?
Don't know.
I don't think that will happen because you've even got one of their own programs going out at that time. I think that will have to be live on a Friday or nothing. But
yeah, but no, I'm talking for UK. So obviously you'd have SmackDown first, wouldn't you? Oh, no, you wouldn't if it's live. Shit.
Yeah.
No,
that's a lot of work for them in one night.
But yeah. Well, NXT's recorded on it, so.
Yeah, it's a good point. But they don't tend to like putting if a show that they'll be worried that people would either watch SmackDown or NXT, where if they're on separate nights, you've got more chance of, do you know what I mean? But
I don't know, it could work, because you could have NXT first at, 12 till 1, like it is sort of now, and then you could have SmackDown straight after it, live, which I think that would work. That wouldn't be that bad. I mean, what do we do on a Monday? Do any of us watch Raw live? Nope. So, you know, we all watch it on a Tuesday, so it'd be good Friday viewing, wouldn't it? Friday night, sitting in the fire, Wayne.
We fight on Friday night, Maggle.
With your marshmallows burning over the open fire, with your missus cuddling her up, watching NXT and SmackDown.
I can afford eating, so I don't need a fire.
Okay.
right, any more on SmackDown, or are we done now?
I would like to have sex with Jack Swagger's wife.
Show me a picture. Please.
Hold on. 2 seconds.
Anyway, this is radio, so move on, Wayne. Whilst Walker does that for me.
right,
everyone that's listening can screw yourselves. You can use Google.
Right, we'll move up to one up, one down for the week, as we didn't really talk about Raw. So we'll have this as a one up, one down special on Raw. And this is going to be hard because we know your opinions on Raw. What's your one up and one down for the week?
One up. I'm trying to think what's a one up for this week. Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. And he weren't even there. His promo was the best this week. That's literally it. Blood, urine and vomit, baby. Let me talk about Raw for a second. You know, we had 800,999 plugs. Jesus Christ. Lesnar's promo, which was the only decent thing, which they had to play twice to get the point across, which they didn't need to do. Adam Rose looking in the mirror, realizing that he is in fact a fucking lemon, is just great. Rusev, where we didn't see any wrestling at all because they cut to a commercial because they say, watch the app. Why did you miss the match? You should be watching the app. Well, we don't fucking get it, so bollocks. You know, to me, the WWE have made a rod for their own back. They've done such a good job in building the SummerSlam feuds that they've peaked about 2 weeks too early, and now they're just pottering around. This week was proof of that because, you know, we've featured ADR, Kane, Cesaro, Damien Sandow, Adam Rose, Rybacksel, Goldstar, Bo Dallas, R-Truth, Heath Slater, RVD and Mark Henry. All of them people haven't got a match at SummerSlam. None of them, apart from probably being in a lumberjack match with the Rollins and Ambrose. That's it. You know, Brie Bella, that bit at the end with Brie Bella is easy my one down of the week. She has no delivery whatsoever. She even, if you look back at it, and I beg you to look back at it, she's talking, she's delivering, and then she drops the mic down and then realises, oh, I haven't finished yet, and then lifts the fucking microphone back to her face. She is pathetically bad. I want her off my TV. I want Stephanie McMahon to fuck her up big time for real. End of rant.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. But no, you're absolutely spot on with the peak too early for SummerSlam. It felt like all the matches were in place last week, so now this week, it just, nothing happened. Steph saved that Raw for me at the end. I thought that segment was brilliant, and that was, like you say, nothing to do with Brie Bella.
The segment was half good, Wayne. Half good.
No, I enjoyed it.
Because half of it had Stephanie McMahon. That's why it's only half
Brie
good.
Brie Bella is not as bad as your rant, but she's just not...
She's awful, Wayne.
She
can't wrestle. Why is she a part of WWE? That's a serious question. Why is she employed? If I was bad at my job, if someone said to me, right, you've got two things to do. You've got delivery and you've got in-ring to do. If you can do them two things well, or you can do one of those things well, you can keep your job. Because that's what it's about. She can't do either of those things. She can't do either of those things. She couldn't deliver. That was her fucking chance to deliver on Monday Night Raw. She fucking closed the show, man. And she couldn't deliver. I know it's a lot of pressure, fair enough. Maybe they should have had it earlier in the show, but it was a prominent feature, so they needed to push it to the end of the show. Plus, it's Stephanie McMahon, so it's always going to end. But, you know, that was her chance to shine, and she didn't. She failed. And for me, that's it. If I was her boss, I'd say, look, you're getting raped, not literally, but you're getting raped on fucking online for fucking your delivery. No one likes you. I think it's time for her to lose a job. I
think you're being so harsh. She's not amazing, but she's not deserving what you're hammering her for. She's just not your thing, then she's just not your thing.
Yeah, but it's not just, it's about her delivery. I'm only talking about her Wayne. It's that last fucking word that she says in every sentence that's like the prominent word of, oh God, I hate her, Wayne. I hate her. I hate her. I'm actually rocking.
Walker.
And
Walker. Right. Is Ant being harsh or is he being fair? Come on, set the argument.
I think you need to calm the fuck down, man. I think you might just need a week away from wrestling because you will burst a blood vessel eventually. Geezer, do you need a hug?
I do. She's so annoying.
I don't think the segment was that bad. Like, she needs to work on it. But I think in comparison to when she used to talk when her, like, about like a year ago when her and Nikki were heels, this is much better. Like, I actually really liked the segment, the closing segment. I thought it was really, really good, especially when Nikki got hit in the face with the fucking...
That was fucking brilliant with the clipboard, just bang!
What the fuck out by a book! Oh, God, I feel bad for Nikki. She's made out to be such a fucking weak... Oh, God, she's turning heel.
I thought that until the pedigree.
Oh, God, she must be turning heel because she's made out to be such a weak bitch the entire time around.
Yeah, I think that will happen at SummerSlam, won't it? I think.
I really like the segment, man. I don't understand where all these hates coming from. Yeah, her delivery could need work, and she does yell every time on the last word. But it's not that bad. I thought I'm doing this for everyone that you kind of tortured, which was actually pretty smart, considering they never really do throwbacks to like past storylines that often. And thought that she did mention the Big Show and the Rhodes family and Daniel Bryan and who all people were targeted at this whole the authority era, like little fucking mean streak. I thought that was really smart of her to bring that up.
Right, go on, sorry.
And also, I don't know what it was, probably because it was a girl's head by a girl's legs, but Stephanie doing the pedigree on both the Bellas, mate, it popped a bone in for me. Thank you very much.
Can I just quickly say, I don't know what Big Show, obviously Big Show's returning, we all know that, and he obviously hasn't got anything sorted for SummerSlam. Do you think that what Brie Bella said about Big Show and people like that, do you can see like Big Show coming up for the match at SummerSlam maybe?
No, I think just trying to get the crowd behind her.
Yeah, because if that's the case, then Goldust and Stardust are probably going to get involved too.
No, it just seems like
too much. Then I think.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's just the fault.
Ah.
But yeah.
So we assume from that rant that Cena Lesnar was your one up and Brie Bella was your one down.
Yes. Yeah, but Cena wasn't my one up. Lesnar was my one up.
Yeah, but the Cena.
Cena said,
promo
"Come get
was...
some" 3 times in a row, and I didn't like that.
So you wouldn't even say, hey, everything, man. So you wouldn't say the promo was your one-up, it was just purely Lesnar in the promo. Yeah.
Lesnar being a badass, saying blood, urine and vomit, Yeah, definitely. He was the best thing on Raw.
But... fair enough. Walker, what's your one up and one down for the week?
The Brock Lesnar John Cena promo. I've got and the Seth Rollins versus Heath Slater and having Dean Ambrose just come fuck shit up without
that
doing anything.
Hilarious.
I thought that was brillant. The one down was all the filler parts of Raw, like Adam Rose. I can't remember anything else because it was so forgettable. Like, I didn't really like Paige's little interview. Like, I can see improvements with it, but I didn't really like it that much. I guess anything that I didn't mention as my one up for Raw was my one down because I did find Raw kind of a pain to get through.
All right, we'll take over Durant then.
Actually, I'm kind of pissed off that I'd watched Raw afterwards, after I did my WIR call, because I could have said, because I did a call about the WIR network, and I just said, half a 9.99 at the end, and that would have made me laugh. I would have popped myself, but fuck it. Oh, well. Just a random thought. Carry on.
What did you think to that then, Ant? Did you think that was just too much shit?
That's not even a question, is it? The guy is awful. He's got to get off the TV screen. Apparently their excuse was that it's for a movie, but they didn't explain what movie or when the movie's out or anything like that. It was just a shit clip. And yeah, looks in the mirror, says, what a lemon. I'd like to smash that mirror over his face, quite frankly. He's got to go. He's got to go. Isn't he?
I can't understand why he's being kept there when everyone slags him off.
Well, the thing is, you know, you've lost Santino. And you know, if you're over 25 or 20, because Walker's here, if you're over that sort of age, you looked at Santino Morella and just thought, oh, I don't really get it. But obviously, Adam Rose is taken over from that, but it don't work. I think actually Sandow works better in that sort of role.
Yeah. Yeah, Sandow is doing the same role in essence, but
exactly.
He's not annoying people, so yeah. But then if you start putting him to cheesy commercials, I think you'll find you'll soon get sick with him. But yeah. Right. I don't think there's really anything to talk about with Raw. I think that was just bad.
It was, mate. Was definitely bad. I'd say probably one of my worst of the year. I'd say that.
Yeah, probably not far off.
If not the...
Alright, we'll move on to... This is such a damn squid ending to the show.
I know, because we've been hyper all day, so let's do a free rant and let's get things moving again. Come on, let's get people hyped again.
Right, let's get Walker going. Free chat session, off you go.
I like NXT. Can we talk about NXT?
Go for it.
NXT is dope. I don't like the fact that sometimes the main players aren't there because Sami Zayn hasn't been on for a while, and I love Sami Zayn. But what I like the most, actually, is Tyson Kidd. Is anyone else a fan of Tyson Kidd as I am? I know you are, Wayne.
Yeah, he's won me round with his latest character. And what do you think of him?
I like his little bit with Natalya. Is it Natalya?
Yeah.
I like his what he's coming to, but there's no end game at the minute. I want to see that progress a bit more. But he's getting a little bit better, definitely.
And at this point, I would like to throw out a note to the viewers, to the listeners. During this podcast taping, I have been playing a game and watching porn to distract the boys. So
I think they can really tell as well.
Yeah. So I just want to throw out what's going on behind the scenes there to everyone else. To everyone that can't make it, it's actually been quite funny for me.
Right.
We're keeping this all fucking in, right? Yeah. NXT. What else have you liked, Ben Walker? Make him work.
I like NXT in general. I like the fans the most about them because they are the perfect, like, adult fans, but they're not the adult fans in terms of chanting CM Punk all the fucking time. Like, they understand what wrestling is, but they understand the entertainment aspect, and they just enjoy it. They take it all in, and they enjoy it, and I find that admirable. So shout out to the NXT fans. I'd love to be there at one point. That's on my bucket list.
That's precisely a conversation that me and Wayne had over the weekend about how good this NXT crowd is, and how Wayne, you were saying that they should bring a Raw, or they might be bringing a Raw to.
Yeah, early 2015. That was a couple months ago. This rumor come up, and I so hope it's true. But I think that was just someone hype mongering, but that helped. Just imagine what a Raw would be like there.
Yeah. Is it? Do you think it's the crowd? I mean, the crowd are good, but do you think it's that it's such a small environment and they get it every week that they get to learn, not learn, but they get to know about different feuds, and obviously they get more dark matches than anyone than what we get. So do you think it's something to do with that as well, that they've sort of formed a relationship with wrestlers and crowd?
No, I think that's because they're at university, they get free tickets and they get to skive maths while watching WWE or whatever. But no, I think a lot of it helps that a small venue, you can hear when someone shouts something and then everyone hears it and the chants just start that much easier.
Well, fuck you. I was getting philosophical then and you just shit on it by saying they give out free tickets, so bollocks.
No, I think it's just a mixture of everything. It's a crowd that are up for it, and the venue helps. I just think the venue is just awesome for small shows.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good venue, actually. I know that everyone, this is sort of Florida, but I don't know why, because obviously I'm not American. But yeah, the crowd seems really hyped all the time, and they seem to love the shows, which just adds to the whole flavour of the show. And the roster's going to be full of people. Coming through NXT that are going to be huge, huge superstars going forward. You know, obviously not all of them, but you're going to cherry pick. That's pretty much the ground now, isn't it? That every big superstar is going to come through them doors at some point, which is exciting.
Yeah, definitely. No, I just love the whole product of NXT. And I think that is actually better than SmackDown. But
oh, God, it's way better than SmackDown. I won't even have that as a question. That is... Yeah, NXT is so much better than
just a given, yeah. Walker, would you prefer to watch SmackDown or NXT at the moment?
I sometimes skip SmackDown, and I haven't missed an NXT since NXT started back in 2010.
There we go. Boom. That says everything then. No, definitely.
You're welcome.
Right. You're welcome. Right, Ant, what's your free rant for the week?
Spin cycle, baby. It's got to be Spin
Tell me
cycle.
About it. I've seen you post stuff about it, but I don't know nothing about it.
Spin Cycle is great, man.
It's so good, Wayne.
Is it like the JBL and Cole show, but TNA's version, then?
I've never seen JBL and Cole show because I haven't got the network.
It's on YouTube.
All right. Oh, I'll just choose not to watch it, then. But no, I've watched someone... I think DRG was talking about Spin Cycle... And it must have stuck in my mind because I was just searching sort of TNA on YouTube and Spin Cycle come up. And oh my God, even the wife likes it. She was laughing to it. They've done, it's just basically 10 minutes of Jeremy Borash with, on one panel, on side of the panel, it's the Bromans and DJZ. And then on the other side, it's Spud and EC3. And I'll tell you what, it's the chemistry all of these guys have together is fantastic, and it's funny as fuck. It seriously is. I watched one which was Make Loki Laugh.
Yes.
That was just so funny. They're trying to make Loki laugh. And the feud between Robbie E and EC3 is fantastic. And
is it like a game show then?
Yeah, it's like a little game show, but it's more... Recently, it's more been about the feud between Robbie E and EC3. It's just fantastic. And then EC3 challenged Robbie E to a talent show. And the amount of corpsing they do through it just makes it even more funny because they're laughing and you're laughing with them because they're laughing. It's absolutely fantastic. Wayne, or anybody that's listening on to this show, just check out TNA Spin Cycle. Is absolutely brilliant. If ever you've got like a spare 10 minutes, just check an episode out. It's fantastic.
There you go, guys. Give it a go. Ant says you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Right, I'm not going to bore you with a rant myself. If you want to hear what I'm saying, listen to the DSJMP Wrestlecast episode 25 and you'll hear my views for the last week.
Oh, right. That's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it?
I don't want to repeat myself, so we'll leave it there.
Can't you something else?
Yep, go for it.
No, you choose something else, dipshit.
No, I'm all right.
Also,
listen
to the DSJMP podcast to hear Wayne get brutally eviscerated verbally by American people.
Yeah, no. And my arsehole is still bleeding from the raping that I took.
I'm on next week to support you.
Hashtag tea at the table.
I'm on next week to support you, Wayne, so don't worry.
Is that official? Is it, Ant?
That's official. I will be on the DSJMP podcast next week. So that means
don't leave me out. I want to do it too then. I'm going to come on too next week. Fuck it.
They come on here the other week. We'll go on there and fuck them up.
Yeah. They wouldn't have a case to answer, will they?
Right. Any more comments this week or are we pretty much done?
I think we're pretty much done.
Right. Just do the outro and that'll be thank you very much for listening, everyone. You can email us at secondshiftpod@gmail.com or tweet us on secondshiftpod or @secondshiftpod. You can find me at Twitter on @WaynesAbaker. And where can we find you?
You can find me at MCVigilante. I'm not going to do the catchphrase anymore because people keep saying I've plagiarised off another podcast. So just listen to the WIR. I know I did, but... You know, I did nick it, but it was just easy. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm out. Bye.
Walker, where can we find you?
@AH_Walker. Also, follow me on Instagram because I like Instagram a lot. That's @AshJJHendrix. That's my real government name.
Please.
Exposure.
Don't, because you'll see some stuff that's probably illegal and, don't
shit
follow it on there.
Bongs. What else? That's pretty much it, isn't it? Shit and bombs.
There's only been one picture of poo, and there has been no picture of any illegal drugs, because I am not an illegal drug-taking person, actually.
No, there's disclaimer on the show that we all have to sign that we don't do drugs, we don't talk bad about WWE, because they'll sue us, so just we've got the disclaimer on the website, so we're covered.
And on that bombshell, you can follow Living Legend @LivingLegend148. We're going to leave you, this is by orders of Living Legend, with a Bob's public service announcement. We hope you don't fall off to sleep by the end of it. And until next week,
brace yourself, it's shit.
I'm Scottish. Oh, I'm a gypsy. I'm going to nick your fucking lid off your roof. Goodbye, everybody.
Cock.
Bye.
Bloody hell, told myself I'd never come back here. God, it smells worse than the last time. No, Legend, you're doing this for Bob. He did it for you. He didn't exactly help, but he tried. He tried. God, look at that. How can you live in such a...
Hey, Legend! Over here!
Hey, H, how you doing?
Oh, come on! We're Bob now! Give me a hug, buddy. Oh.
Whoa. Oh my God, he smells just as bad.
So go on, what's this surprise visit you need of then? One last visit before you need your passport to get down here after the referendum.
No, I'm here to help you prepare for your big match.
My what?
Your match with Captain Awesome at WRX SummerSlam.
Oh shit, I completely forgot. Oh God, I haven't even prepared anything. I don't have a clue what I'm going to talk about. Oh, what am I going to do?
Gypsy, snap out of it.
Ah!
Look, I thought long and hard about how to prepare you. I went over all the options and came to one solution. This, Bell's Whiskey.
But Legend, I don't drink.
What? Here, have an iron brew.
I would much prefer a lemonade.
Just drink the bloody brew.
Okay.
Now, I've composed a training scheme around the Commonwealth Games. Once the vocal warm-ups are done, you're going to be put through your paces Scottish style. Then we'll go outside, toss some cabers, and then after that...
Wait a second. You're going to teach me how to speak English.
I'm going to ignore what you just said that. Now, go and put on some suitable attire, and H... Not those cream-coloured hot pants.
Yeah, understood.
Didn't think this caravan could get any messier than the last time, but it has to... Oh. Oh, I see he's taking down the John Cena poster. Oh, but what a surprise. Roman Reigns is there now. And what kind of loser doesn't drink whiskey? Looks like this boy needs some Scots courage. There, that'll sort him out.
Right, I'm ready. Oh, I best have some of this iron brew. Not bad, actually.
Right, okay, vocal warm-up time. Now, repeat after me. Okai the new.
Okai the new.
Good, good start. Now this one. Shang-a-lang.
Shang-a-what?
Right, right, okay. A bit tougher, but just do keep up, see if you can keep up with me here. It's a bra bricht minlicht nicht.
It's a bra brick moonlick. What you've said.
Oh, for... jeez. This is...
This is really good stuff. Can you top me up?
Aye, I'll keep it coming. Don't you worry about that. Now, you need to remember, who are we?
We are Bob.
What are we?
Best of British.
What does Captain Awesome have?
A big old butt.
What are his calls?
Bundles of bullshit.
And what has he become?
A boring old bastard.
Good, good. Now let's go. Keep running. Now, down to the ground and up. Drop and up. Come on, Gypsy Wiz, you can do it. Pick yourself up now. Come on, pick up that log. Eight, stop drinking the brew. You need to focus now. Come on.
Don't you tell me what to do. You don't own me.
Just pick up the bloody log.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, I wish we had a third person to help. Legend, I can't do it.
Oh, come on, let's keep going. That's it. Keep up. Stop!
What's up?
It's him.
Who?
You. You! I've been waiting for this day for nearly 6 months. Last time we met, you struck me from behind. Well, why don't you do it to my face this time, eh?
Legend, he's a cow.
But he's mugging me off. Nobody mugs me off.
Legend, calm down. Calm down.
Ugh. You've been malked. Take that, you Torito burrito.
Oh, my God. You just headbutted a cow. You just headbutted a cow. Oi, you. What are you doing on my land? Is that my cow? You punched my cow?
Shit.
Actually, he headbutted it, mate. Oh, that's it. Where's my gun?
Shit. Run, Gypsy, run!
Fuck off, you fat old shit!
Shit. Phew. We're back. Why is it every time I visit you, I nearly get killed?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. Don't hate me, buddy. We're Bob. We're the best of British, and I just want to prove that I'm not the weak link. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the weak link. I know Solo wasn't really competition, but I beat Jeebs and Mop, and I can't be that bad.
H, when they're calling you the weak link, they're not...
So I'm going to beat Captain Awesome and win it for us and beat Awesome Captain and beat him and get us that main event slot.
Well, that's all very good, but...
Because I'm going to prove that I am not the weak link. I am not the weak link. I am not the weak...
Oh, Gypsy, do you want to be in the same position as that cow? No, then be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
What have you got planned for SummerSlam?
Well, I was thinking that I could impersonate Captain Awesome.
Well, let's hear it then.
Okay. Big badass, big badass, big badass, big badass, motherfucker, big badass, big badass, big badass motherfucker.
Hello, everyone, it's the Deviant One, Captain Awesome.
Gypsy, please never do that in public ever again. I'd rather hear you rap again than that.
Oh, I could.
It was a figure of speech. Don't, please. Look, I've got an idea. How about...
That is awesome.
It's legendary.
This could actually win it for me. Oh, thank you, legend. Oh, you really, really, really helped me get this far. Oh, your training's been awesome. Oh, you're like a really, really, really good friend to me, Ian. And I just want you to know.
I'm sorry, H, but I couldn't take it anymore. I'm telling you this as a member of Bob, a tag team partner, and most importantly, as a friend. I think you've got a drinking problem. But don't worry, I'll get you past this, and all you need to do is... And everybody join in with this one. Hashtag...
Bob Leave!
Bob Leave.
Legend, can I have some more of that iron brew?
Not tonight, H. Not tonight.